USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is meeting with President Biden again to discuss the debt ceiling. Prior to heading into that meeting, McCarthy held out hope a deal could be reached in time to avoid default.
We can get a deal tonight, we get a deal tomorrow, but you got to get something done this week to be able to pass it and move it to the Senate.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the nation's borrowing limit. A judge entered a not guilty plea for the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Brian Koberger appeared in court today where his attorney informed the judge that Koberger would not be entering a plea. His trial is set to begin on October 2nd and last for 6 weeks. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking to amend her initial defamation lawsuit against former President Trump. Her attorneys want to account for defamatory statements he made about her after a jury found him liable for battery and defamation in a second lawsuit that the former Elle magazine columnist filed against him last November. Her original lawsuit was filed in 2019. There was no immediate response from Trump or his attorneys. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott officially joined the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. In making his announcement, Scott talked about his upbringing in a single-parent household, saying America is the land of opportunity, not oppression.
Anyone from anywhere at any time could rise above their wildest expectations and imaginations.
Scott, who's the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, said the U.S. is retreating from patriotism and faith under the Biden administration. Cases of Bud Light that went unsold and have expired after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy are now being bought back by Anheuser-Busch. The beer didn't sell after the company used the transgender influencer in a marketing campaign. The brewer says it's planning a branding revamp that will focus on football and country music. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
The White House is threatening to veto a Republican-led measure that would cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The White House said the move would deprive hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The president's plan would cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans for millions of eligible loan borrowers. TikTok is suing the state of Montana. A new law there keeps residents of that state from being allowed to download the TikTok app, and it prevents the company from operating in Montana. Lawyers for TikTok say the Montana law violates the First Amendment. If you're traveling to Southern California to get some of its famous casual lifestyle, you might think about avoiding one of the Southland's busiest airports.
A new survey by Forbes ranks John Wayne Airport in Burbank, California, as the nation's angriest. The survey is based on tweets, about 37,000 Twitter posts over a one-year period. When it comes to John Wayne Airport, 66% of all tweets about it were angry. The biggest complaint, the noise level. The next angriest airport, Jacksonville, Florida, followed by Omaha, Tampa, and San Antonio. I'm Richard Johnson.
And sorry, ladies, but one of the world's wealthiest bachelors is off the market. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is engaged to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. He popped the question while the two were sailing around Europe. Bezos and Sanchez have been dating since 2019, following his divorce from Mackenzie Scott. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.